Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load 'em up, boys. We're saving crackers when you need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Adam Schiff, the fanatic, who from the beginning launched probe after probe of Trump, is about to see the 2017-2018 Russian collusion transcripts he's been sitting on all these months released to the public. All 6,000 pages, with 73 witnesses stating that there was no Russian collusion in 53 transcripts. National Intelligence Director Richard Grenell did the job that Schiff would not do, releasing the transcripts, and now Schiff is expected to be looking more bug-eyed than usual. According to Fox News, transcripts of House Intelligence Committee interviews that have been cleared for release show top law enforcement and intelligence officials affirming they had no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. This would align with the results of former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, which found no evidence of illegal or criminal coordination between Trump and the Trump campaign and the Russians in 2016. But the numerous transcribed interviews could raise further questions about Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's past statement saying that there was direct evidence of collusion. Remember how many times he said, I've got this evidence. Remember that? I remember that. Do you remember that? I remember it. Schiff, according to a senior administration official, is now in panic mode, which I kind of find that quite entertaining. Those would be the original Russia collusion transcripts released after a House investigation he called for after claiming he had proof positive that President Trump colluded with the Russians to steal the election from Hillary Clinton. Schiff, as you'll recall, had been making statements like this to a fawning press in 2017. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat, California, the ranking member of the committee, was asked by Chuck Todd on Meet the Press Daily whether or not he only has a circumstantial case. Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. And he later claimed he had direct evidence of collusion, in fact, stating in 2019, I think there's direct evidence in the emails from the Russians through their intermediary offering dirt on Hillary Clinton as part of what is described in writing as the Russian government effort to help elect Donald Trump. He said this on Face the Nation. They offer that dirt. There's an acceptance of that offer in writing from the president's son, Don Jr., and there is overt acts in furtherance of that. That, to me, is direct evidence, which all of that, of course, was a fabrication. It was a lie. He was making that up as he went. He was making that up as he went. This little drumbeat of his of the fanciful claims that the transcripts would indicate he knew was false, expose him now as telling lie after lie after lie after lie. This, and I mean, that's how it's characterized by Devin Nunes. He said, look for witnesses who were not so truthful, and if so, there might be some doozies. As for Schiff, It was all about covering up the evidence and then lying about it to the fawning media. He told lies. Oh, yes, he did. And the bad part was they had consequences. Schiff's claims were among the reasons why naive Attorney General Jeff Sessions went ahead and appointed a special counsel to investigate Trump, which is, as with the congressional investigation, came up empty. Maybe if those 73 interviews and those 53 transcripts had been out there, they'd all have known that this was bogus information before wasting all those millions to come up empty, too. They wasted your money with this kangaroo court, and think of what didn't get done. Think of all the work that didn't get done while this was being done. All the work that, you know, in the people's house, right? That's what they call the house. The people's house. And now it's Schiff's turn. He gets to sit in the hot seat now for a while, and that's appropriate given that he is the principal liar. The emperor of collusion is about to be exposed as having no clothes, and it's not going to be a pretty picture. This is going to turn out. Listen, when it comes out how deep the state was working in this, when it comes out about how the FBI worked with this, you know, they knew, Trump knew about Flynn's wiretaps. We know that. When all of this comes out, this is going to make Watergate Look like Parents' Day. Or did you ever? Hey, dads, when your children were small and in school, did you ever go to breakfast for donuts for dads? It's going to make that look like that. This is going to make Watergate look like donuts for dads. And I want some justice. I want to see some people pay. Politicians have got to learn that they do serve a master. You know, if you're a member of the House of Representatives and you have a district you come from, and the constituents that voted you in, they are your master, members of the U.S. House. If you are a member of the Senate, then your entire state votes you in, and you have a much bigger constituency. You have the same constituency as every, you know, as the executive branch of your state government. And the only bigger constituencies out there, the only bigger constituency there is running for the presidency. Because he's national. He's in the entire republic. And these guys, they thought they had Hillary. Hillary was coming, and everything was going to be great, and it was going to be a new source. Can you imagine what things? Right now, the stock market is still higher today than it ever was under Obama in the entire 8 years he was there. And he did stimulus. He did stimulus. He did stimulus for a different reason. He did stimulus because Bill Clinton set it up. Probably a little bit of help from H.W. Bush. But he did stimulus, but the stock market never got to where it was. The unemployment never got to where it's been. The economy never got to where it was. I mean, in February, we were the class of the planet. And then everybody got scared off by this model. And the reason that this model crept up on us, because coronavirus was here. When we celebrated Christmas, we knew people that had coronavirus. When we ate Thanksgiving dinner, we knew people that had coronavirus. We may find out that when we were dressing up to go out for Halloween, we knew people that had coronavirus. So it was nothing new. But also the other thing that was taken up all the time and everything that was the impeachment of Trump. Trump is impeached for life. Trump, you know, even though he was acquitted, he's also acquitted for life. Forever. You've got an internal Democratic Party fighting each other. You got the establishment, limousine liberals that are out there fighting each other. And I mean, I'm ready to see some justice. I'm ready to see some people in jumpsuits. And maybe they could recall Schiff. Maybe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the things that particularly has made me angry during this is what has been happening to the medical community, the medical profession. Private physicians' offices across the country have had to furlough core staff with a whole lot of service, decades of service to their businesses because of the coronavirus-induced government-mandated shutdown. The other day, I had to get some prescriptions redone, and I had to do, you know, I had to do a video call to get prescriptions redone. And there's no telling what they might have found, right? I don't feel bad at all, but there's no telling what they might have found if I'd actually gone in. Doctors who, and I was going to doctor's care, and doctors own these things, you know, doctors own these exigent sort of services that are out there that you can go in. And those who own these small business ventures, many of whom are on the front lines of the battle against AIDS back when it was 100% lethal, have been forced to sit on their hands while this pandemic is, you know, running its course. Surgery centers, which is frequently the lifeline between economic solvency and bankruptcy for both private surgeons and hospitals, are lying dormant, and their fixed costs are still accruing. Promised federal bailout money is not going to come close to repairing the long-term damage done by this medieval fix recommended by the scientific experts. Those advising our leaders have provided a great excuse for the forces seeking to justify government-run health care and expand the power of an unchecked totalitarian federal bureaucracy. Medical practices, like many small businesses across the country, are being killed off for the cause of saving just one more life. What has been done is unconscionable, and it's poorly justified, and it is very un-American. Okay? History will not be kind to the CDC when the dust settles from this crisis. The communicable disease centers exist to help us with situations just like COVID-19, pandemics being its purview. But it could be argued that having the nation prepared with accurate means of testing for novel viruses and being equipped with an adequate number of masks and ventilators would be an obvious first purpose for the agency. And yet in the past couple of years, the agency has spent well over $1.5 billion for things like chronic disease prevention, health promotion, environmental health, and injury prevention. While many would ask, what's wrong with studying these important issues? There are existing agencies in the federal government that already have allotted money to investigate those problems. And the CDC has seemed to have lost its focus. The agency did not get in front of the COVID-19 in such a way that it would be expected in the 21st century, their primary recommendation being that we distance ourselves from each other. And even more damagingly, quarantining at home for months at a time delays herd immunity. It weakens the immune system and increases other medical problems like obesity, alcoholism, and depression. And for some people that have been trying to dodge this, it's coming. You can't dodge it. You can only catch it and deal with it. That's it. That's all you got. You will see COVID-19. COVID-19 is here to stay. It's here to stay. It may diminish. It may get worse. We don't know. But we have to develop herd immunity. CDC should have asked the money spent on inappropriate and duplicative studies to restock masks and ventilators that have been used. They were all used up in 2009 H1N1 swine flu. Or it could have been prepared, you know, they could have prepared a forward-looking means by which it could test for a novel virus and make it available for quick distribution to the states. And while it was the responsibility of each state and not really the federal government to have an adequate supply of ventilators, the CDC knew of each state's shortfalls ahead of time and could have made allowances. So what have we done? You want to know what we've done? We completely paralyzed the economy. We forced 35 to 40 million people out of work. We're printing many trillions of dollars that we don't really have. And this is the boneheaded way we have chosen to deal with a pandemic. Politicians are using law enforcement to keep us off beaches and out of parks. They're not allowing people with second homes away from the city to travel. And all that's just plain wrong. Cuomo of New York said something like, if it saves just one life, we should be shutting down the economy as long as it takes. Well, no, New York seems to have a very unique set of problems. Unless all those people that have been dying from coronavirus actually died from those pianos dropped on their heads. In addition to being stunning that a late-term abortion proponent such as the governor could utter those words, his declaration shows a profound lack of common sense, connection with reality, and economic knowledge. And it's an idea that is not suited to the year 2020. We average 35,000 deaths, outliers, 60,000 to 80,000 deaths to the flu every year, on average. You know, we have the ups, we have the downs, peaks, valleys. In the medical community, pneumonia is darkly referred to as the old people's friend, as it often kills the elderly and the frail. It is a fact of life. We cannot shut down the world for each virus, novel or not. And looking back, it's obvious that we should have been prepared with accurate and adequate testing for the virus, quarantined the sick, protected the elderly, and allowed America to work. And it's interesting that we weren't having such a great economy pre-virus. If we weren't having that, we may never have thought that this disastrous option was feasible. Everybody thinks we flattened the curve of the viral impact on America, swapping it for a whole lot of financial trouble. In addition, we're allowing a corruptible, inefficient government to administrate this calamity, a government that is ill-prepared for the billions of dollars of fraud that is coming. Future of small businesses, especially doctors' practices that have managed to stay somewhat independent, is threatened by this quarantine, which threatens us in the long run. As with all big government interventions, big business and friends of the bureaucracy will ultimately do well. And small businesses, the greatest employer in the lifeblood of America, will suffer. And as a final thought, would Fauci have recommended, if he had the power he wields today and the AIDS epidemic was just starting, what would he have done then? Would he have been quarantining homosexuals and IV drug abusers? Would the left and the media be on board? Would he be judged as barbarous and ridiculous? Would doctors be asked not to work? Think about that. Think about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are calling for an inspector general to investigate the Department of Justice's decision to drop the government's case against former Trump advisor Michael Flynn. Attorney General Bill Barr sits down with CBS News and was asked about Michael Flynn pleading guilty to a crime of lying to the FBI.
Well, you know, people sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes. And the Department of Justice is not persuaded that this was material to any legitimate counterintelligence investigation. So it was not a crime.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with faith leaders outside Des Moines, Iowa, to discuss worshiping during the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president saying he's optimistic congregations across the country during this public health crisis will be able to meet sooner rather than later. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is set to meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. Now, before leaving, the president sat down with Fox and Friends and did an interview. And during that interview, the president discusses Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California and his role in the Michael Flynn case.
Schiff is a crooked politician, crooked as can be, probably one of the worst I've ever seen. This guy got up there and he lied and lied. And I said, wow, we can sue him for fraud. And then they said, no, sir, because he did it in the halls of Congress, he's got to. He'll go down. Guys like that end up going down. They're crooked and bad.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Gregory and Travis McMichael are facing murder charges after their overnight arrest in the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey was shot and killed by the two armed men while jogging through a South Georgian neighborhood. The National Basketball Association is reopening their practice facilities on Fridays. So far, a handful of teams are taking them up on their offers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When I enlisted in the military, the process was kind of nerve-wracking. You go to something called a MEPS station, which is everybody goes to the same MEPS station. It just all the services are served by one MEPS station. Military Enlistment Processing something. I can't remember. You ask a million questions, and you've already been told you could be prosecuted for perjury if you give false information. And among those questions are a number that deals with your health. And there's a reason for that. Now, it turns out that unknown to me, I had asthma, although it went undetected the entire time I was in the military. I had pneumonia in basic training. And then I may have had pneumonia once or twice more after that. I don't remember how that worked out. Had a few kidney stones here and there, you know. But the reason about the health part is that service in the military can be very harsh. Okay? There's nothing like having a kidney stone and having to be taken to an LZ in a Jeep that's hitting every rut in the road. And every time that you hit one of those, that next rut and that kidney stone shifts, well, you just want to break yourself in half backwards. So you need to be healthy in order to do what needs to be done. Even those that deal with childhood disease are generally important, as they typically are conditions that may have an impact on your health as an adult. Now, I saw this, and I was just sort of scratching my head over this one, because there's a DOD memo that has declared that survivors of the novel coronavirus are permanently disqualified from military service. We get this. The military will stop recruiting applicants who have tested positive for COVID-19, according to a proposal in a memo from the U.S. Military Entrance Processing Command, or MEPCOM. The contents of the memo, which has been circulating on the Internet, were confirmed to Newsweek by the Pentagon, which described them as interim guidance. The story was first reported by the Military Times. During the medical history interview or examination, a history of COVID-19 confirmed by either a laboratory test or a clinician diagnosis is permanently disqualifying. During the screening process, a reported history of confirmed COVID-19 will be annotated and considered, and the annotation will be considered disqualifying. Now, if an applicant seems likely positive for the coronavirus, they can return to the MEP station if they're symptom-free after 14 days. Anyone who tests positive through a lab test or clinical diagnosis can return to the MEP station 28 days after their diagnosis. But their application will be marked as permanently disqualifying, and while applicants can request a waiver, the memo offers no further guidance for possible COVID-19 exceptions, meaning that a review authority would have no justification to grant a waiver. Now, this raises a lot of questions for me. And the biggest one is why. When I entered the military, I was tan. I was severely tan, colorblind. I had a very high GT score and a very high ASVAB battery test that I took. I scored very well on those. Couldn't tell you how I did it. I don't know that I'm necessarily that intelligent. But, I mean, I was qualified for... With just the GT score, I could have flown an F-18. I could have been a surgeon. I could have been a nuclear scientist. But because I don't see color well without my enchroma glasses, which didn't exist at the time, that eliminated a whole bunch of jobs for me. And I got that because all of those jobs require being able to see color. Right, flying a helicopter, you've got different lights, different colors. You've got cables that are different colors. You know, all of that stuff there is there for a reason. And I couldn't see the difference in it. Now, as far as we know, COVID-19 has no long-lasting effects on the respiratory system. Someone who contracts the disease and recovers should be free and clear of long-term effects. So what justification does the military have to permanently bar these individuals from service? The one question I have about this is COVID-19 is a lot like pneumonia. And once you have pneumonia once, it seems, or at least with me, after I had pneumonia the first time, it seemed like I just caught it at the drop of a dime. So I'm not really sure. I tend to dismiss conspiracy theories out of hand, but I have to remember that this wouldn't be the first time we were lied to during this pandemic, right? Remember being told that masks don't work? And I don't understand this because I get the part where the masks are designed to keep you from coughing particles out. You got to have masks that you can't blow through. So what is the presumption that I have? When I go into a store now, everybody that works at the store seems to be in a mask. So is my presumption that everybody there is coronavirus positive? Or what? I don't wear masks. Now, the question could be asked as far as the masks are concerned. Were we told they didn't work so that we wouldn't buy them up? Is that what it is? In which case, we were lied to, right? We were lied to one way or the other. And, of course, governments never lie to people, right? I can't help but wonder, though, how much of this is directed by fear and how much of it may be directed by information that simply hasn't been made public yet. And are COVID-19 survivors going to experience long-term effects? Or is the military simply overreacting to the situation? And what are the odds that we'll actually get any answers to this? I don't have to worry about it myself. I was having a discussion the other day. I said, you know, if we got into a altercation with somebody and they started calling people back in and they made it to my age group, do you know how bad that is? Do you know how bad that is to have to do that? And I don't even know what they would expect me to do. What would my PT requirement be? All right, you got to do 5 push-ups, 3 sit-ups, and you got to run to the end of that driveway over there. I mean, that kind of thing is really a young man's job. But I saw that. I just found that interesting because the military does offer a lot of waivers. When I went into the military, there were guys that were coming into the military with me. And the way they joined the military was a judge said, you can go to jail or you can go into the Army. I don't know if they still do that. But if they, I mean, that was really a thing that was happening. So wouldn't you think that being before a judge would be a disqualifying thing? But the Army let those guys in. Anyway. The good old days, those old Army days. I miss them so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Have you been watching this incident with Ahmaud Arbery? This 2-month-old homicide? I've seen the video to this, and in the video I see what appears to be a black American man running down a street like in a jog, wearing shorts and a shirt and shoes that would be normally associated with running while jogging. And then as we come around this corner, he disappears around the corner, then the car that is trailing him for whatever reason, with the camera phone, it follows him around. And then you see him coming up on a pickup truck, and all of a sudden he does a juke, and he goes hard right. And he comes around the front of the truck, and somebody gets out of the truck, and it looks like he's carrying a big stick, except he's carrying a shotgun. And once he disappears in front of the truck, you hear a shotgun shot. Then they come and go to the left, away from the vehicle, and they're off the frame for a minute, and then you hear a second shot. And then in the third shot, you actually get to see the two men wrestling over the shotgun. And there's a third shot. And at that point, all motor function is beginning to leave Mr. Arbery. The adrenaline dump that he was feeling has been overcome by shock. And he basically collapses. And there is somebody in the bed of the truck with a handgun. And that's what's in the video. Now, this is out of a place called Satilla Shores, which is a sleepy enclave in Glynn County, about 15 minutes from downtown Brunswick, which I didn't know there was such a thing as a downtown Brunswick. When I go to Atlanta, it is primarily to go to Atlanta. I don't go to many other places in Georgia for the most part. The two two individuals in the truck, Gregory McMichael, 64, and Travis McMichael, 34, were arrested Thursday night and charged with a felony murder and aggravated assault in the shooting death. These guys had ties to local police and the prosecutor, and all of this happened 2 months ago. This happened February 23rd. Now, Trey Gowdy asked a pretty good question. Why did they wait till the video? Why did it take the video to come out to prompt all this outrage? There's certain allegations being thrown around. There's certain things are, you know, did the local authorities sit on evidence? And there's a lot of simmering prejudices going on. The lawyer for the Arbery family is Lee Merritt. And he said, no family should wait 10 weeks for an arrest. This was extremely exhausting for the family. They began to lose hope. On Friday, Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vic Reynolds also took a veiled swipe at the local police probe into Arbery's death. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is essentially, here in South Carolina, we call it SLED. Over there, it's GBI. These are the ones that oversee all the local municipalities. These are the ones that certify the police officers in the state. They're the ones that, you like, here you get your SLED card if you become a certified police officer. He said, I can't answer what another agency did or didn't see, but I can tell you based on our involvement in the case, considering the fact that we hit the ground running Wednesday morning and within 36 hours, we had secured warrants for two individuals for felony murder. I think that speaks volumes for itself and that probable cause was clear to our agents pretty quickly. So we're starting to come to the troubling part of this for me. Because I haven't looked too deeply into this, and there's only two things this can be. This can be racially motivated, or this could be a couple of guys that had guns that think... The story is that there was somebody black breaking in to houses in this area. Okay. Well, see, as a gun carrier myself, first things first, I'm not going hunting. Okay? I know exactly what my rules are that I have to exist within. So I'm not going hunting. If somebody engages me and I join that engagement and they disengage, they're gone. They're out. They're free. They got nothing to worry from me because I'm not going to jail for shooting somebody in the back. These guys. I mean, if it was racially motivated, I get it. Because there's still a bunch of slime out there that are racists. Real racists, right? I get it. I understand, because they exist, you know? But then the majority of the community over the past 2 months stood behind these guys. They knew what happened in the community, and they were okay with it. So how does the Arbery family get a fair trial out of this one? Now, Lee Merritt is actually out of Philadelphia, and he's going to be asking for a special prosecutor to handle the case, and he will ask the Department of Justice to consider federal charges against the McMichaels under the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. And Georgia is among a handful of states in the nation that does not have a hate crime law. He also wants to have the case moved out of Brunswick, an area he described as a small city deeply entrenched in nepotism and cronyism, and one where white people living there now, law enforcement has their back, or they know that. The investigation into this death has been passed through three district attorneys in the 2.5 months since he was killed. Before he was a suspect in Arbery's death, Gregory McMichael had a long career in law enforcement and had only recently retired. He worked at the Glenn County Police Department for 7 years, and until 2019 had spent several years as an investigator for Glenn County District Attorney Jackie Johnson. The connection caused Johnson to recuse herself from the case. Travis McMichael operates a boat tour company. The elder McMichael told police he suspected Arbery was the same man filmed by a security camera committing a break-in. He and his son grabbed a couple of guns and began a pursuit in his truck. Okay. Why didn't he call the cops? Why didn't he call the cops? Supposedly, they said, stop, we want to talk to you. But, I mean, listen. This goes against everything that I know as a gun carrier, as a gun fighter. This goes against all of this. And these guys, the McMichaels people, Mr. McMichaels and his son, you guys just shot a man. That you didn't even know, you didn't even know if he was a perpetrator. You didn't identify him as a, you don't know what he did. Had the police been called on these break-ins? Did they know about these break-ins? Was there anything passed around in the community to where if I see the guy breaking in, I'm going to take care of this? There may be a time for hyper-violence in self-defense. It does not exist if you have to chase them down. It does not exist if you have to ambush them. This is a murder. Plain and simple. I don't know. You know, I could hear the shots. I didn't hear anybody yelling anything. We have to watch this one closely because it is very disturbing. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by my man Dean Weingarten. That's coming up third hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.